The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Well, good morning, happy Monday, and welcome to another episode of Today in Sports Betting, presented by hoop-ball.com. Now, I know it has been a while since you heard my voice, so let me remind you all, I am your host, Vince Miracle. You guys can follow me on all social media platforms of @VMCenter. And yeah, guys, sorry I haven't been around very much as of late. For those new user listeners and users here for hoop-ball.com do not know my day job. I got promoted and got a little bit of more work to handle, you know, a new job title. And that meant training and that meant being busy and learning and building my team. So while I was doing that, I couldn't really do any of the betting stuff. I couldn't really like dive into any picks. I was in the wager pass a couple of times throughout the last week and a half, 2 weeks. And yeah, I'm pretty good so far in the NBA. I think I went on a nice little 7-3 streak or something like that. So still did good in the time that I did put out, but obviously it wasn't to the same exact volume that I normally do when I'm doing these podcasts and things like that. So now that I am back, it's a 6-game slate on this Monday for the NBA. You know that's what I like to cover when I hop here on this show and host the podcast. So with that said, I think we should go ahead and dive on in. And the very first game we have is the Indiana Pacers going into Cleveland as 8.5-point favorites. Line currently sits at -370 to the road Pacers to a +285 to the home Cavaliers. Point total sits at 230.5. Look, guys, I'll be honest. There's not much that I like here in this game when it comes to the spread, money line, or totals. I just think that it's way too rich for me. Obviously, you guys know that I am a fan of the Indiana Pacers, but unfortunately, with this type of spread, the Cavs are playing better than I expected a majority of the time when they do play, but there's just not much for me there to where I really want to believe in betting on any of these guys, you know what I mean? So that's probably not going to do it for me. I couldn't do that. There's no prop bets either. You know, there's game props, you know, like the first to 100 and things like that that you can bet on, but no actual player props. So there's nothing really here on this Indiana Pacers versus the Cleveland Cavaliers game that I'll be actually touching. So I'm going to go ahead and move on past that one. Next up, I have the Washington Wizards as 8-point underdogs against the Atlanta Hawks. Now, for those who do not know, Bradley Beal is expected to miss the next 2 games for the Wizards, but will be reevaluated on Friday. So just going into this game, noted that there is no Bradley Beal. The Wizards are, again, 8-point underdogs here in this game. I still think that's a lot. So of the two lines that I'm leaning, I'm definitely leaning with +8 to the Wizards, who are playing really hot right now. Russell Westbrook just tied Oscar Robertson for triple-doubles all time. So obviously, you know, you still have a dog in Westbrook, that you have some scores over there, but without Bradley Beal, it's hard to really believe in that. So it's a gamble. I wouldn't do more than, you know, even a half a unit. I don't even know if I go a full unit on there. This is like you add it into a 4-team parlay. You get 8 points as the Wizards, maybe even buy some points to secure it a little bit more. But this, again, that spread is just too high for me. The over-under sits at 236.5. I'm slightly leaning on that under. I think the Hawks' defense is actually underrated, especially when it comes down to protecting the paint. And with no Bradley Beal, I definitely see a lot of drives and trying to finish around the rim. So I like the under here at 236.5. So out of all of those bets, that's what I'm looking at the most. But there's no way I'm taking -8 with the Hawks with how good the Wizards have been playing as of late. So that's the only thing I can say. Hey, I'm comfortable with you guys putting some real money down on the under of 236.5 for the Wizards versus the Hawks. And I'm going into the actual gameplay here to see if there are any props. And it looks like the screen is going to take some time to load. So while it is loading, I want to remind everyone that this show is sponsored and presented to you by mybookie.ag. Now, everyone, go to mybookie.ag for all of your betting needs, whether it be basketball, football's right around the corner, baseball's in hot action, you know, there's hockey, any sport you like to bet on, they have it on there. Maybe you like betting on pop culture things, you know, like the Grammys, the Oscars, things like that, you're able to do that too. I even just found out you're capable of doing politics again. I forgot all about that. We used to talk about it a lot during the presidential election. Now you guys can still do those types of things. You just go on mybookie.ag, and when signing up, use promo code HOOPBALL. That's HOOPBALL, and they will match up to $500 of your very first deposit. But wait, there is more. When using that promo code, if you go on Twitter and follow our captain at Dan Bespris on Twitter and let them know you signed up using promo code HOOPBALL, 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 use that promo code, reach out to at Dan Bespris on Twitter. He'll even give you another prize, which I heard is pretty lucrative. It actually helps you with your winnings. So go ahead and sign up again, mybookie.ag, with promo code HOOPBALL today. Now, looking at this prop builder, guys, the over-under on points is the thing I really wanted to look at. And 16.5 is the current sitting right now for Clint Capela. I like the over here. Yes, Gafford has been really good. He's been probably one of the best additions for the Wizards at that trade deadline and for this offseason. But Clint Capela definitely still has the size advantage. I think he has the extra jumping ability, the ability to jump twice a lot faster than Gafford. I think that's going to help in a lot of these putbacks. I think they're definitely going to be focused on shutting down the perimeter with Bogdanovich and Trae Young playing so well as of late, and Kevin Huerter even at that. So I think Capela plays a huge factor in this game.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I can definitely see him getting over 16.5 points. And I actually see him getting a 20-15 game, personally. And that sits at plus 104. That's positive money. You get a little over even money for betting on that. And I think that's worth definitely a unit on that one for sure. I wouldn't go more than a unit, maybe a unit and a half tops. But honestly, in my opinion, I don't think you should go more than a unit on this over-under for the props. The over-under for Russell Westbrook sits at 26.5 for those wondering. I'm avoiding that one. Raul Nato. Now, his over-under on points doesn't really intrigue me, but his over-under on assists, which currently sits at 3.5, plus 131 for 3.5 on the over. I think Nato, even with Westbrook playing, has the ability to get you 6 assists tonight. It's going to be an up-and-down game. The steals could be there. I could see him getting a steal and passing it up into the front court for an easy 2 assists. And then you're just looking for 2 more through 4 quarters. So I love the over 3.5 assists for Raul Nato. It's 4 assists total that he needs in the game. I can easily see him getting 2 assists just by getting 2 steals. And he's one of the best in the league right now at just stealing that basketball. I like Nato here. I think over 3.5 steals is the one that I would put the most of my money on if I had to put any money down on this Wizards versus Hawks game. Next up, and halfway through this card, we have the New Orleans Pelicans as 9-point underdogs here against the Memphis Grizzlies. Now look, guys, I'm going to go look up this injury report because I need to know if Zion is playing, which it looks like he is out. Lonzo, is he playing? He's in there. And then Ingram. So Ingram's a game time decision. Yeah, man, that this already scares me. I feel like the Pelicans are starting to give up on their season. I think they're sitting currently like 3 games back with only a handful of games remaining in the season. Again, I'm not 100% sure on how much I'm against them here. I just think 9 points is a lot for this young team that still feels like they're in it. I mean, they're a game and a half back of the Spurs, so they're still definitely fighting for something. And I don't know, nine points just seems like a lot, but the Grizzlies need to continue winning. If I had to pick anything, I'd take them +9 for the Pels. It's just I personally don't feel comfortable doing +9 and saying yeah, they're definitely going to come back and get it, because you can see it going any direction there. Personally, it's That one's just too confusing. It's a watch it game for me. I mean, John Morant's been fantastic. If you have no Ingram and no Zion, I just don't see how they have a real chance, to be honest. Bledsoe's going to need to play huge. Let's go ahead and move on to this next game, which I find this line being so close interesting. It's the Milwaukee Bucks on the road in San Antonio taking on the San Antonio Spurs. Now, let's go ahead and dive over into their injury report. I want to see if key guys are out. Giannis is in. Is Middleton in this game? Middleton is in. And then the last but not least is Drew Holiday in this game. Drew Holiday is in this game. Brooke Lopez also playing in this game. So the line currently sits at -6.5. That's why I had to keep looking up that stuff. So that line to me, I think, is way too close. I think if you see Bucks -6.5 and the line drop down to 6 right now while I'm looking at it, -6 for the Bucks. Maybe it's a little trappy. Maybe there's news that comes out later. But currently, as it stands, if everyone is playing, -6, I think, is a steal. I love that for the Bucks. There's no one in San Antonio that is stopping Giannis Antetokounmpo. I really don't think there's much in who's stopping Chris Middleton. Yes, DeRozan is a okay and actually a decent defender, but Chris Middleton has been so crafty at using the screen to get space, and that's the only thing he needs is that little bit of space. He's starting to fall too much in love with that mid-range jumper, which is only a step inside that three-point line when coming off those screens, because he likes to move it downhill. But if he can start hitting those open three-pointers, because they're going to have to double Giannis down the post, I like Middleton in this matchup. I love Giannis. There's no one stopping him. He could be a DFS play. I mean, he's a little high. I think he's 11-5, but he is going to be well worth it. I definitely see him for FanDuel purposes. He's going to get you at least a 60 today. So that, I don't know if that's enough, but that again, a 60 is definitely going to be happening in my opinion for him. I can even see him getting a triple-double in this matchup. The over-under on points sits at 233.5. If I was leaning one way or the other, I'm slightly leaning to the over. I still think the Spurs are capable of putting up points. I don't think the Bucks run away early. I think it just becomes where they just become overwhelming for the Spurs, where the Bucks are just going to stay consistently on you, consistently running the same plays, finishing around the basket. And the Spurs, honestly, as much as we want to view them as Pop and the same old team, I mean, they're young. You know, Derek White and Murray, I mean, yeah, obviously, DeRozan's the vet that's there, but Jakob Poeltl, they have a lot of young guys that they're building around and still developing, and I think that it shows in a lot of these games. The Spurs need to contend. You know, if they lose this game, they're really hoping that the Pels lose this game, as they are the ones that are only a game and a half ahead of the Pelicans for that 10th and final playing game spot. But this could also be a moment where the Spurs showcase what they're doing for the rest of the season, which is trying to get out of that play-in and really looking forward to the draft next year and just still developing these young guys, which is what I think they're going to start doing here at the end of this season. So yeah, -6 for the Milwaukee Bucks. I like that a lot. I'm slightly leaning to the over on 233.5. I think that's a very doable thing. I just want to see what Giannis's over-under currently sits at. It's at 27.5, too rich for me. Drew Holiday's 18.5. I like it. As much as I think DeJounte Murray is a good defender, I think Drew Holiday just has too many moves in his bag to not score more on that. And then Chris Middleton, 19.5 over-under, sits at -125 for the over, -103 for the under. I like the over for 19.5 for Chris Middleton. I definitely think he plays a factor in the win today. I see him getting 23 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 steals. That's my prediction. Also, 3 three-pointers. He needs to knock down those threes. He's kind of been struggling with getting those threes off consistently and making them consistently in games back to back to back. So I'm hoping that I'm right here. I definitely like Chris Middleton in this game on over 19.5 points. Next up, guys, we have the Houston Rockets as 15-point underdogs here against the Portland Trail Blazers. Now, look, the Rockets are a very dysfunctional team right now. They have no more John Wall for the remainder of the year, no more Christian Wood. So they're just a scrappy team. The Blazers are obviously a playoff contention. They're already looking to make an impact here at the final end of the end stretch here of the season, as they currently sit in 6, just one game back of the 5th seed for the against the Dallas Mavericks, and they're fending off the Los Angeles Lakers, who are currently sitting in that 7th seed and in the play-in tournament. So 5 through 7, they're all separated by one game each. I mean 15 is a lot, obviously, so you take the 15, and I guess you pray for the best. Not really sure how you're supposed to go after. I mean, the Blazers, they just shoot themselves in the foot with all the shooting that they do. I mean, obviously, I think they have the post presence down low to score at will on this team. But, I mean, to be confident in anything other than the Blazers winning would be ridiculous. I mean, even the first half is -9 to the Blazers. Yeah, there's just nothing there. There's absolutely nothing there that I couldn't even recommend, nothing, honestly. So, sorry, guys. Nothing there on that one. And finally, last but not least, one of the better games of the night, according to the Vegas spreads, you have the Utah Jazz heading into Golden State, -3 on the road. The line sits at -150 to a +130, and the over-under currently sits at 226.5. I'm really big on the Jazz. I think the Jazz are a 3-and-D team all the way around. They get inside of you. They know how to defend the perimeter very well, and then they have the help side defense with Rudy Gobert down low, and his active feet, I think, are underrated. I think I've underrated it, at least. I forget how fast he is, and he knows how to use his length very well when he gets switched onto a quicker defender. Obviously, Steph Curry makes this game interesting with all of that shooting and how well he's been playing, but the Utah Jazz are a superior team to this Warriors squad, and I think they're valuing how good the Warriors have played as of late rather than taking into account how well the Jazz have played all season. I like the Utah Jazz here. Now, with this line being so close, I just want to make sure that Donovan Mitchell is in this game. He is not. He is injured, so he's out at least another week. So there's no Donovan Mitchell. So that does definitely plays an impact in this game. There's also no Mike Conley. So this is why I got to start looking into this stuff. So there's no Mike Conley. There's still Rudy Gobert. Still a Jordan Clarkson and a Bojan Bogdanovic. Yeah, I don't know if that does it for me, guys. Honestly, when this conversation started, I told you, when I do these shows, I like to do it while my train of thought is thinking. I like to do it earlier in the day so that when my wager pass comes out, you guys finally get to see what my end result was. These are my morning thoughts. These are how I'm looking at the games, how you should be viewing them, going down injury reports and seeing matchups and things like that. Now, don't get it twisted. I definitely think the Jazz has the inside presence. Rudy Gobert is going to make a significant impact in this game. It wouldn't surprise me if Rudy Gobert has one of his highest scoring games of the season against this little Warriors team. However, with that said, with no Mike Conley, no Donovan Mitchell, and how much pressure the Warriors have been putting on other teams, I'm taking the money line here on the Warriors at +130. It's a little rich. Probably don't go more than 2 units, but high upside, high risk, high reward. I think it doesn't even necessarily have to be high risk. I mean, you're dang near getting a 1.5 for a 1-unit bet. You know what I mean? Like, that's, you really can't go wrong with something like that. I especially when you get a guy like Steph Curry, who's been playing out of his mind in terms of scoring this year. So I like the Warriors. I think they just have too much shooting. And with no Donovan Mitchell, when the Jazz get pressured, you can definitely see the experience get put on display in the fourth quarter, and I think the Warriors have that experience. I think the Warriors have shown it. Obviously, winning championships, and Steph Curry, guys. It's Steph Curry. You get Steph Curry at plus 130, and there's no Donovan Mitchell and no Mike Conley to distribute the offense. So that's where I'm leaning. Let's actually, while we're looking into this, and before I sign off here, let's go ahead and look at some of these props as well. I want to see if they see Steph Curry going off today. Obviously, I'm assuming that they will. Going into the points section, they have Steph getting 35.5 points, currently sitting at the over-under. I just think that's a ridiculous amount of points. Wiggins is still looking at right around 19.5. I could definitely see him hitting that 20-point mark against Jordan Clarkson on those switches. I like the over on Draymond Green's 8.5. I think he's going to have to play that floater role. He's going to have to score a little bit. He's going to have to do something. Royce O'Neal probably sees a lot of minutes here. Same with Joe Ingles. I'm taking the under on 15.5 points for Ingles. I like Royce O'Neal as a FanDuel play, though. I definitely see him getting 2 steals, 6 points, 3 rebounds, something like that. But he's a $3,800 guy on FanDuel, so he can definitely be someone worth your look for a value play. But yeah, man, I definitely see the Warriors being able, more than capable, of covering this game, especially looking at their point totals of what they see these guys can get. Because I don't see Bogdanovich scoring 23.5, and obviously they're giving you even money if he does go over that. And I think people are underrating how well Kent Bazemore's defense could be if he starts to get hot and they won't decide to put him in. I like the Warriors here, man. Plus 130, put me on them Warriors. And that will do it for me today, guys. That is your NBA slate. So let's go ahead and do a quick rundown of these 6 games before I sign off here. Obviously, we like the Pacers, kind of avoiding this game a little bit, but the Pacers is where we are technically leaning if we had to choose one. Next up, we have the Wizards and Hawks. We think the Hawks are going to win this game. You maybe take the Wizards plus 8 because Nato is really good, and we like the over on 236.5 slightly. Pels Grizzlies, we're kind of avoiding this game as well. If I had to pick one, you're picking the Pels plus 9. They're still trying to get into that 6th seed. Or sorry, that 10th and final seed, and the Spurs play today as well, which brings us into this next game. So we definitely got Pels plus 9, but we're not confident about that. We're kind of avoiding that one as well. Those first 3 games are rough. Pels, again, we're taking that plus 9. Bucks minus 6. Now it's minus 7, so drastic swings already. I still like Bucks minus 7 now that you guys are looking at it, but minus 6 is where I have my money in. That's another reason why it took me so long when I was evaluating that game, is because I wanted to put my bet in. So there's a wager pass pick that you guys can now know for free. I am on the Milwaukee Bucks minus 6 for about a unit and a half. We definitely like the Blazers. It's hard for you to put anything. So, it's such a big spread. You take plus 15 with the Rockets, close your eyes and hope that, something hits. Don't do anything more. 238. I hit the over because the Blazers' defense isn't there either. I mean, they're still going to put up points anyway as long as the Rockets can hit their threes. But, yeah, that's kind of crazy. And last but not least, we have the Warriors here against the Jazz. We like the Warriors. There's no Mike Conley. There's no Donovan Mitchell. There's still Curry. There's still Draymond. There's still Wiggles. There's still Kent Bazemore. A lot of guys that can put the ball in the hole. Defense is there. I like the Warriors here at plus 130. And that is going to conclude my episode today of Today in Sports Betting.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.